WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, so Westchester's John Boehner, it's in the news again. The Speaker of the House agreed to suspend discussion of the debt ceiling until May. Why do you think he did that?
Well, I think because it was a fight that he knew he couldn't win and that the public was going to end up blaming House Republicans for what potentially could have been a disaster for the economy. So he backed off. And he wants to change the discussion to limiting federal government spending, cutting spending. Now, he has to be very careful about this because while the public polls say that people want the deficit cut and they want spending cut, they don't want cuts in things like Social Security and Medicare, the entitlement program. So he has to be very careful. But everybody, all the analysts looked at this and said, hey, John Boehner seems to get it now. And he had pretty much, you know, control of his caucus.
Well, what about the Tea Party? What kind of reaction is he getting from the Tea Party, who tends to cause him a little bit of trouble
right.
sometimes?
Well, some of them went against him on this, but for the most part, they kept quiet about it. They didn't go out on the Sunday morning talk shows. They didn't say a whole lot. They just quietly opposed it, which is good for John Boehner. So he's in a whole lot better position than he was a month ago when people were talking about whether or not he could even survive as Speaker.
Does it mean anything particular for the future?
It could. I mean, you know, if he continues, I mean, there are still many battles ahead, and it's going to be difficult for the Republicans in the House to come out looking like the good guys. But at least he seems to have gotten his caucus under control.
Howard, thanks so much for talking with me.
Sure.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter.